All right, we got a lot of flavors packed in today. What's up next?
We have a lot of flavors today because, you know, when it's Cinco de Mayo, it's also known as Cinco de Drinko.
My favorite version of Cinco de Mayo is Cinco de Drinko, yeah.
You got to have options, you got to have variety, and you got to have fun. So we're going to pop into something a little lighter and definitely easy to drink,
okay.
The Corona Hard Seltzer.
All right.
Starting off with the tropical lime flavor.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I love hard seltzers because I can drink them and be in great shape. So
yeah. You could try like your Florida limes or your whatever.
Which one is
Nebraska
this?
Limes, but the tropical limes.
The tropical.
Lime.
It's different. It's different. It's got a whole different texture.
This is actually a 4.5% ABV drink, so a little bit has more ABV than the Corona Premier.
Oh wow! And I believe there's zero sugar as well,
or
zero carb.
Zero carbs. Zero carbs. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Give it
so
to me.
These are awesome.
I tend to gravitate, when I'm drinking seltzers, these are what my wife and I tend to gravitate to,
good.
Are the Corona seltzers.
Yes. Yeah, it's got the right amount of flavor.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
It's too sweet.
The actual seltzer flavor is not too aggressive either.
Yeah, there's something about a tropical lime that's easier to drink for me.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess because they...
It came from the tropics.
Yeah, it's on an island, probably. Gilligan's Island, let's say.
Okay.
Anyone, and Gilligan falls against a tree, bangs his head, has an open wound. But limes fall out, and then you turn them into this. I believe that's how it
takes at least 3 hours to go get them.
It's a long...
I see what you did there.
It's a long tour right there. Give it to him. Come on, give
Man.
It to Josh. He earned it. Give it to him. Give it to him. There you go. All right. Okay. Corona, thank you.
Yeah, there's actually two types of lime in their original variety pack. This is a blackberry lime.
Oh,
isn't
what
that?
Is that?
Yeah, what is
what?
That?
A blackberry lime.
Blackberry.
Okay. I'm willing to
try it.
I forget
where that one sits on our fruit
Yeah,
scale
where
here.
Does that sit on the fruit
Yeah,
scale?
Well, the blackberry, last time we had it ranked was four.
Four.
But I don't know if when you put a lime in it, does it up its stock? You're allowed the hybrid on our chart, so
All right.
It's very possible. You know, I don't think it's going to be able to tangle with raspberry, but we'll find out.
I really like the nose on this one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this one. Absolutely.
Oh, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now that one definitely has the flavors even more up front on this one.
Yeah.
And blackberries are those ones that you can just pick off the bush and eat. I don't recommend that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
No? No, okay.
Off the bush.
I'm just talking the one in my backyard. I don't know if it's blackberry. They are black, but I don't know if they're technically blackberries.
Your stomach tends to hurt every time.
Yeah.
There's
a whole disclaimer we'll put up after the show. So that's that's in the variety pack that has four different flavors.
Yes. Mm. It's their original variety pack. You know, they recently came out with the second variety pack we tried recently. But these are your original classic flavors of the variety pack. They've been out for about a year now, and they're killing it.
Corona. What are you doing? You're making great flavors. You're making fun, and you're giving us a lot of options for Cinco de Mayo. And since it is a 24-hour day, as a lot of days are these days, so you can pick like 24 different drinks.
I believe that's
per hour.
Day, but you know? I'm fact checking him. Every day is 24 hours.
Yes.
Did we figure out when Cinco de Mayo was?
No. We'll do it on the other side. Stick around. More of that coming up in our Cinco preview here. On Riggs and Guy Brew Review. That's Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot.
Woo-hoo.
More coming up next on 95.7 The Hog.